81333RUSS. Also the number, lightning fast, for the first clue, because I've been gasbagging about fry-ups. Time to grab your passport and think of good times in foreign climes. Coming up after 11, Mr. Andy Mossack, roving travel ace. He's somewhere else in this world. I don't know where, but I have two clues. Here is your first one. Do you think... starts with a question. Do you think Venice or Amsterdam have the most bridges in Europe? Well, this city has 1,800 of them, more than Venice, Amsterdam, and Stockholm combined. Wow. This city has 1,800 bridges, more than Venice, Amsterdam, and Stockholm combined. Way more than Venice. Any ideas? Where on earth is that? I need more info. Maybe you can plump early, though. Maybe you've walked on them all. I mean, Europe? That's as narrowed in as I can go. Is it Europe? 81333RUSS. A city with loads of bridges. 0800-389-3333. On the phone where it's free. It's a fee, isn't it, this one? Another clue before 11. I think we'll need it. Tom Grennan and clue number two for Andy. So, 1,800 bridges in this city, more than Venice, Amsterdam, and Stockholm combined. Where do we get to? If your number ends in 878, I think he's in Hamburg. Hamburg. Pam in Louth. And the bunch, of course. We think Andy's in Hamburg. Ooh, clever. This is clever work here going on. Leslie and Puscat. And as for where Andy is, it's got to be Berlin. Gorgeous place, many bridges. Oh, hang on a minute. Okay, let's... Berlin. We've got Hamburg and Berlin been thrown forward so far. Well, do you know what? There's another clue on the way before 11. This... I would not have said Germany. But then again, I'm thick. So, we'll have to wait and see. Extraordinary. With Anna's headline soon... Time to settle in then. Clue number two. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? So far, based off that first clue, here with me, Russell, by the way. We had options of Hamburg, Luxembourg has been mentioned, also Berlin. Second clue is as follows. I haven't seen this yet. Let me click the button and load it up. I am in the biggest city in continental Europe, which is 9 times bigger than Paris. Oh, hang on a minute. It was once divided into east and west sectors. Well, I'm going for Berlin off the strength of this, do you think? I didn't know Berlin was that big compared to Paris. I know it's a big city, but 9 times bigger than Paris. The biggest city in continental Europe, 9 times bigger than Paris, one that's divided into east and west. The last part, I think it's got to be Berlin. It has to be. You backing me up? 81333RUSS. Neil, a second chance. You're going for Defo Berlin. You're going for, I think, the splitting of the cities. That has to be Berlin. Berlin does have a lot of bridges. It's the size of it in relative to Paris is the one thing that threw me. But, I mean, I just don't know. Maybe Andy is actually in Berlin as a second guess, say Pam and the Louth Bunch. Not long, and we'll find out. I have to weigh this up now, aren't I? Oh, you don't want to leave it to me. Nigel in Rotherham, Berlin. Michael in Boston, thank you for your phone call. Is it Berlin? Getting his own spin-off series from Money Heist. Isn't it Berlin? That sounds so... mean nothing to you if you haven't seen. Close my eyes and slowly think of beautiful, beautiful, good times in foreign climes. As I imagine buying an enormous Toblerone, maybe a straw donkey, grabbing my passport and running to the airport... magic. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Now, we've had a good couple of clues right tonight. There were many in varied places that were mentioned. Hamburg was a favourite earlier on. This was all news to me. I had no idea what was going on. Luxembourg was mentioned. And we seem to have a rush, thanks to the second clue about the splitting of East and West. I think it rang, even I saw this, and then there was a sudden rush of opinion on Berlin. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Ross. Good to be back. You okay?
I'm tip-top. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, lovely to be here. Actually, a quickie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, was it Jules at Scarborough said about Deep Purple?
No, this was Neil in Skegby went to see Deep Purple
Neil
last night.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're on here. I think it's this weekend. Deep Purple in town in Berlin.
Ah, Berlin was the right answer then. After all, that's where we plumb for. Brilliant. Well, Berlin.
Yeah,
now, here's Berlin, the thing. Yes. I've been to a few cities in Germany. I've been to, you know, Cologne. I've been to Munich very quickly. I've been to Hanover. I've been to lots of other places. But Berlin is I've never been, and it's somewhere I really want to go.
Well, you got to. I've been here a few times, quite a few times, and I've got to say, each time I come here, it's just different. You know, I get a different thing to do because it is so big. Genuinely, I never realized how huge this city is, but it really is. And there's never a dull moment here. You know, it's everything, really, because it's such an iconic place. So much history. You know, the World War II, it's the Cold War. But really, the rivers and canals, I mean, there's 500 kilometers of river here. Just in the city, you know, it's enormous amounts of rivers and canals, parks, forests, lakes, leafy streets, elegant wide boulevards. I mean, it's got everything, Russ. And I've been, one of the things I wanted to do, because I wanted to do something different, you know, everybody does the usual sort of, you know, good Checkpoint Charlie, you could do the Brandenburg Gate, you know, the Reichstag, Potsdamer Platz. But I said to them, look, you know, it'd be great to do something a little bit alternative. I want to do sort of something right off the tourist treadmill.
Okay.
So we've come up with some very interesting alternative tours. So I've got to tell you, they're a bit wacky, but it was great. Honestly, I did one. It's called the Berlin from Below Tour, right? It was Subterranean Labyrinth of Tunnels. It's called the Dark World Tour, and it's life. Well, if I can only imagine what life was like in an underground air raid shelter. But when I say an air raid shelter, we're talking about something that can hold up to 5,000 people in an airtight series of rooms over numerous levels. Absolutely amazing place. Hitler didn't think the city would ever be bombed. And so they had to rush and start building these underground safety places, you know. And to actually find this thing and be led down on a guided tour around these amazing rooms, it was really terrific.
So are they decorated? Are they or is it like almost like a museum piece? What's the kind of vibe?
It's very creepy, and it's kind of, they've got lots of buried artifacts that they found all over the years, you know, because of construction and subway creation and things like that. All these artifacts come to the surface, you see, and so they've got them all in there. It's brilliantly done. They've got some original stuff that was found inside this massive air raid shelter, and the walls have got luminous paint on them. It still works today, right? So they turn all the lights off, and you get these luminous signs that come up to show people if the electricity gets cut, The Way Out, you know, all that kind of thing.
Wow.
And it still works today. Really quite amazing. And then you've got other ones like Flak Towers, and they do escape tunnels under the wall. You know, it's really, really quite cool.
So
if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah, a network of, so there's history there in a network of tunnels under, which to be honest, I've never heard anybody mention before. So there's one.
Really, really great. Yeah.
And what else did you get up to?
We got Tempelhof Airport, which was basically the main airport of Berlin that was open from 1923 to 2008. And then it closed in 2008, and it's now literally a museum. I mean, it's empty. It's still got all the things like the terminal, arrivals and departures halls, the check-in counters. And they're all from the 60s, okay? So it's like being in an episode of a 60s drama. You've got this, you know, the empty hallways, but you can almost imagine all the passengers coming in. You've got the baggage belts there. It's absolutely gigantic building. Hitler wanted to build one of the biggest airports in the world to show people off, you know, show it off. And it looks like an eagle in flight. So it looks like the sides of the terminals, the wide things, looks like the wings, you know, massive, massive place. And we get to, you can have a guided tour around the inside of it, which is really absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Do they give you a guided tour on one of those little electric buggies that drives around airports for people who need extra help?
You've got to walk it. And then the two big runways I've got on the field, right? That's now like a recreational access area for walkers and bikers. So, you know, you've got these two giant runways, and the US Air Force, we're running it right up to the sort of the 80s and 90s. It's just something great. And I even found there's like a full hard press basketball court that the GIs used to use to play basketball in their spare time, you know, over there. Ah, it's fantastic. So another great, great place to go.
Wow. But
yeah. Really, really good. Really good. And then I found my own chunk of Berlin Wall myself. I don't know if you saw a picture I posted online, but it was...
No, I always avoid for the sake of spoilers. So I never see this because I've got to play along. But
all right.
Hang on a minute. So you managed to get your own... Now, am I... What, you went at it with a hammer and chisel? What happened? I did.
I was the Westin Grand Hotel, which is one of the most luxurious in the eastern at the time, eastern Berlin, have this. They purchased a big chunk of wall, and it's a full section of it, you know. And they had to airlift it in, helicoptered it in by rope and dropped it down. And it sort of stands outside of the hotel. And they offer the guests an opportunity to come and chisel a piece off yourself. So we stand outside. I've got the helmet, the goggles, the gloves, and the chisel and a mallet. And I'm whacking this so hard and not doing very well. And by now there's a sort of a little crowd gathering outside as I'm banging away on this thing. And my wife, Anne, she's with me this week. She said, oh, for God's sake, let me have a go. She sticks on the goggles, gives it a wallet, but of course a lovely piece comes off. So, you know, made me look a complete fool. But, you know, We've got a nice piece of the Berlin Wall. They give you it in a nice little presentation box with a little ticket to say this is authorized by the West End. So yeah, what a great thing offered to all the guests. So that was terrific.
That's amazing.
That was terrific.
So hang on a minute then. So I mean, there's three things I didn't know you could do in Berlin that you can do in Berlin. Now, having said all of that, like you say, I mean, it has some of the most amazing architecture, history, some of the most stunning museums. If that floats your boat, you can go along and see that. The real sense of what life is like in the German capital. I imagine pretty good food and lager, is there?
Well, yeah, there is, absolutely right. Yeah, and of course the top of the thing is they actually got some amazing restaurants. Really, really, if you're a foodie, fantastic restaurants. But obviously, if you're here, you've got to do the currywurst, right?
Oh, yeah.
Currywurst, right? I don't know if you've had a few slices of currywurst.
Well, I can honestly say, in my time in Germany, you're never more than 5 minutes away from a big sausage.
Too true. Too true. And if you can have a sliced up bangers with some ketchup, Worcestershire sauce and curry powder, slathered all over them. I mean, you know, doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Is there an Oktoberfest going on at the moment as well? I mean, does that happen in Berlin or is it in other cities?
That's Munich. That's Munich. Yeah, that's Munich. No, but we, you know, you do have there's a couple of other nice goodies. You have the Berliner, which is jam donuts, and you have, actually it's called the Kartoffelsuppe, which is potato soup. Very, very nice, I've got to say, and pretzels. You can't go around Berlin without seeing pretzels in the streetcars.
Now, this is the jam donut, or the jelly donut. This is the famous thing for the JFK speech, isn't it? He said, "Ich bin ein Berliner," means I am a donut, really. For the people who are watching.
Yes.
Yeah. People know what it is. So highly recommended then, getting to Berlin. I imagine every airline flies to Berlin. It is a nation's capital, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're all here. But I tell you what is a must to do. They do a great thing, the Berlin Welcome Card. And it really is everything. You can get 2 days for €70, and you get includes all the transport, buses, trams, some boats. You get the hop-on, hop-off buses, and you get the train from the airport to the city and back again. So it's a really good buy. Plus, you get lots of discounts to get into the museums and all the attractions. It's a really good buy. So, yeah, the welcome card, you don't have to worry about spending money on anything else apart from that, you know, when you're talking about transport and getting around the city, because it is big and you do need to use the trains and the transport and the tubes.
Okay.
So get that card and it'll pay for everything. So it's great.
Awesome.
And yeah, I'm loving it. Having a great time.
Hey, listen, man, you enjoy the rest of your time in Berlin. It's definitely on my to-do list. Maybe try and get your own chunk of the Berlin Wall next time. I mean, you can use Anne's, but, you know, you might want to get your own for display, Andy, I would have thought.
Don't worry. I was out there banging away for at least another half an hour afterwards because I had to get my own too.
That's good stuff. And, well, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. See you.
Take care. There he goes. Mr. Andy Mossack in Berlin. Don't worry, he'll be back again soon. Thanks for your help in tracking him down.
Georgie at breakfast. Make